left off yesterday with depending on how you call it, either a machlekes the Rambam and the Rosh, or an agreement with the Rambam and the Rosh. Both the Rambam and the Rosh agreed la'alacha that you can't be yotzei in the midst of achilas matzah. You can't be yotzei in the midst of achilas matzah with matzah gezula, but they came out from two totally different angles. According to the Rosh, it's based on the Gemara in Pesach and Daf Lamed Ches that the different matzah like saying is no good. You learned that from Tzala. So it has to be lachem. The Rosh understood that from Shad and Gezula, that's what we saw safe, and that's the long field. And therefore matzah gezula is no good, and the Rambam said that seems to deny the fact that the Rambam can make halam but not so. The Rambam says not yet because it's a mitzvah beir. So he said yesterday, my nafkamin, my say not yet. So he said one possible nafkamin could be according to the Rishonim who say that mitzvah beir is only mitzvah rabbanon. So then according to the Rosh it's absolved that Torah. According to the Rambam it's going to be absolved their eyes. From the other way around, according to the Rosh it's absolved their eyes. According to the Rambam it's going to be absolved their rabbanon. So before we get on to how this relates back to Asugim and Sanhedrin, I just wanted to share the second Nafkamina to the Ram of the Rosh, and that's a statement of the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh raised the following shayla. Up to now we've been talking about Chal and Matzah, and the reason why the two are compared is Gzeirah Shavah of Lachem Lechem. So comes the Shagas Aryeh and says, what would be the din of the following case? Let's say a person steals romaine lettuce, he steals Moror, and he wants to be out in the midst of Moror, with Moror Grozel. What should halacha be? So comes the Shagzai and says we have to analyze both the Rambam Shita and the Rosh Shita. So let's talk about the Rambam first. Should we disqualify Mora Gozel based on Mitzvah Babi Avera? So Shagzai points out that here there's a little bit of a distinction perhaps between Matzah and Mora. What's the distinction? Matzah is not as Dera. He said Mora is only Midrabanah because Mora says in the second Gemara, says Pesachim, that Moreh is linked to Korban Pesach. The first is a matzah from Yachluhu. Yachluhu refers to the Korban Pesach. All of it is Korban Pesach is then Moreh min HaTorah. So the Gemara says, ah, there should only be matzah mid Rabban and also this man is there. There's matzah osim Ram Yachluhu. So the Gemara says, point to what if it gets tach right? Point to Rav Acha Yaakov, the mitzvah of matzah this man is there is only mid Rabban. The Gemara says, we don't pass it. And the Pastek Rav who says that when it comes to matzah, so the Torah repeats the chiyah be'erav teichu matzah. So erav teichu matzah means that even this man she ain't Korban Pesach still does the mitzvah min HaTorah b'fnei atzah of achilas matzah. That's the way we pass it like Rav. So, Mizman is Elamais and Mor is only Midrabanan. So the question becomes, should we apply the principle of Mitzvah Babi Avera to a Mitzvah Dirabanan? Yesterday we spoke about whether the principle of Mitzvah Babi Avera Gufa is Dirabanan. This is a different shot. This is, does that psul of Mitzvah Babi Avera, whether it's a psul deraisa, psul derabanan, whatever you want to call it, does that apply to Mitzvah Dirabanan or not? If you do a Mitzvah Dirabanan, you do Neris Hanukkah, you do, I don't know, it doesn't matter, you walk with stolen water, I don't know, you do a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, with a stolen object, you do a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, derech Havera, do you fulfill the mitzvah? Why should anybody distinguish the mitzvahs derais, the mitzvahs derabbanon? So the Gemara beginning of the third paragraph of Sukkah seems to distinguish. The Gemara is a shayla. Let's say a person steals a lulav in the first day of Sukkah, so then the Mishnah says, referish not your say, for two reasons we said, either because it's Nachol Machem, or because of mitzvah Bavir. What about on the second day?
Even if the Mishnah is a Durabanan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still, if Mitzvah D'Oraisa was
usher
to steal, it was
usher
to use it if it was stolen, then
Durabanan
should also.
So that's what we're going to talk about. That's exactly what we mentioned in the second. So comes the Gemara in Sukkah, it has the following question. What's the din on, say, third day Chalamoy? One Sheikh Lulav, and then the Mitzvah is only Durabanan, because the Nidah Torah is Mitzvah on the first day, but Durabanan is Eichon Mikdash the entire week. So what's the din on the third day Chalamoy if you have a stolen Lulav? So the problem of Lachem, the Shur doesn't apply, because the Chum only Mesakin. The Chum would never Mesakin that you have to own your Lulav after the first day. That's for sure. It's not a problem. I say the first day, I mean the first 2 days of Chutzlarts. So it's a third day Chalamoy, you want to shake Lulav with your friend's Lulav, that's fine. That's okay. But the Din of Lachem doesn't apply. What about the Psul of Mitzvah Babi Avera? So the Gemara presents a Machlek. The Sabah Maram said that you're not Yetzay on Chalamoy with a Lulav HaGazol because of Mitzvah Babi Avera. And other Amaram said, nope, you want Yetzay with a Lulav HaGazol on the third day of Chalamoy. What's the issue? So not what we show them this way, but the reason to wait Taisus on the Seder of Shabbat Gemara. Taisus again, the third part of the Lamed Amnal, the little tiny Taisus. Taisus writes that the Kudus of Machlekes is a general Machlekes like a woman to stir Abana. What's the name? Did the Chol Institute, when they instituted Mitzvah Stir Abana, did they throw this psul of Mitzvah Baba Ver in or not? So how do we pass the Halacha there? So that's a Shaila. That's a Machlekes in the Rishon. Machlekes in the Shacharach. That's a Shaila Halacha. Where we father our Muslims to say that it is a problem. It's not clear what exactly Shacharach holds about this. So comes the Sheikh Asai and says, if you hold that Mara is only the Rabbanon, then you're opening up the possibility of really being able to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Mara with Mara Gol. The point is those that didn't understand that Lulav of Kolamoid is not a problem with Mitzvah Avera. So Mara on Pesach is not going to be a problem either.
But says the Pshat Nesai, what would the din be if you go with the other Pshat? You go with the Rashi's Pshat. You go with the Rashi who says, that the reason why you're not Yotze with Matzah Gzul is not because of Mitzvah Bavah Gevurah. It's very, very also be true, but that's not the real reason. The emissary reason, according to the Rashi, is why? Because Matzaschem, because it has to belong to you. It's Lentach Lechala. So at first glance, you would say, so what does that have to do with Maror? And Matzah, it says, Lechem refers to Matzah, doesn't apply to Maror. The only problem is, the Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim, in that same sugya, the Gemara quotes another Tana who says that you're not Yotze with Matzah Shemai Sesheni. Why? Not because of Maisa Mamun Gavo. That's the sugya we spoke about yesterday. There's another day in the Gemara that says that the reason why you're not Yotze with Matzah Shemai Sesheni is because of Gzeres HaKasa. The Pesach says, Lechol Meshvesechem Teichel Matzahs. So the Pshutah Shemekra means, eat Matzah Rav Yoah, you live in Tinek, eat Matzah, you live in Kew Gardens, eat Matzah, live in Yerushalayim, eat Matzah. So comes with Yotze Gluy and says, no, an additional drasha. The Chol Moshvasech of Tochel Matzah means that you can only be Yotze, in the first Matzah, with the Matzah which is Nechelof Tochel Moshvasech. It's only with the Matzah that you could theoretically eat wherever you want. The Ma'aseh Shani doesn't have that halakha. The Ma'aseh Shani has a limitation. You're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So according to Yotze Gluy, it's a totally different language with Ma'aseh Shani Mamun Gavoy. Totally different soul. Yotze Gluy, all the Matzah Shani Ma'aseh Shani, you're not Yotze. But yes, it costs the Chol Moshvasech. So comes the Gemara and says in Sachem, what would be the din if you want to be Yotze Moro Shemai Sesheni according to Yotze Gluli? Catch that one, right? Moro Shemai Sesheni according to Yotze Gluli. So at first glance, I would say that's fine because the Xerxes Kosov Bechomosh Vasechem was only a Matzah, not a Moro. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Rabbi Yotze Gluli says that since the Pasuk says Matzah and Moro together, so we're Makish Matzah tomorrow. Everything that's possible in Matzah is also possible tomorrow. Even though the reason, the Drasha, clearly doesn't apply to Moro. The pasuk b'chomash v'seichem tochel matzahs was talking about matzah. Wasn't talking about maror. It doesn't matter since the Torah is makish matzah tomorrow. So all the psulei matzah carry over tomorrow also. That's what the Gemara says. It comes to Shag HaSayin and says, just as alibid Rav Yosef Glili could be relevant possible I can, but just as alibid Rav Yosef Glili psul of matzah b'chomash v'seichem extends tomorrow, who would deny the way we paskin? But you learned in Rush that there's a psul of matzaschem that lechem shalachem arisoseichem that the matzah has to belong to you. And if you borrow matzah, you're not yotzei. You steal matzah, you're not yotzei. Matzah, matzah, sheni. All the reasons that you wouldn't be yotzei, if all of those carry over tomorrow as well. The Gzeres HaKasuv of matzah tomorrow teaches us that all the psul of matzah carry over tomorrow as well. So come to Shag HaSayin at the end of the day, it says, so what would the answer be? What would the din be? According to the Rambam, can you be yotzei with tomorrow gazel? So the answer is maybe yes, because it's just a shadow of mitzvah derabanan. So mitzvah derabanan, maybe the psul of mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply. Masha Einkein, according to the Rosh, who says no, that it's possible alt lechem alt smaser sheni mamun gavoa. It's possible alt gazel latin shalachem. It's possible alt arisos seichem. Suggests according to Yosef Gluli that gzeres hakasva b'chom l'shul seichem carries over tomorrow. Now the psul of matzaschem of arisos seichem shalachem carries over tomorrow as well. That's what the Shach HaSayin presents it. So what is the kash in the Shach HaSayin? What's the obvious kash in the Shach HaSayin? The whole assumption of his Shtikl Torah is that whatever is possible by Matzah is possible by definition by Maror also. So why don't you say as follows? Why don't you say that just as according to the Rosh that Tzavar carries over, which you carry over according to the Rambam also, Tachlis, is there a problem of Mitzvah Be'Avera by Matzah according to the Rambam? Is there a problem, sir? There's a problem. Right? For sure, the Rambam says you're not yet in the Matzah because of Mitzvah Be'Avera. So why don't you say, just as there's a Psul of Mitzvah Be'Avera by Matzah, there's a Psul of Mitzvah Be'Avera by Maror also.
Because you can't make the Hekesh. Because the pasuk which we're comparing is only for Maror D'Oraisa.
No, but so then don't make it according to the Rosh either. Right? But Marashah, what's the Shag HaSayin pulling the wool of our eyes? He's saying that according to the Rambam, so the Psuli Master don't carry over. And according to the Rosh, the Psuli Master do carry over. What's the difference? Do you understand the kind of stuff? Because what's the answer? No, two words. Pashut. The nature of the psul of Matzah Gzul according to the Rambam is so fundamentally different than the nature of psul of Matzah Gzul according to the Rosh. But it's only the Rosh's psul that carries over, the Rambam's psul doesn't carry over. Psul and the Rosh. Yeah. Favorite words, guys, favorite words. There you go. One's a din klal, one's a din prati. According to the Rambam, the fact that you can't be Yotzei Matzah Gzul, is that a din ruchas matzah? It's not doing Ruchas Matzah, it's a din of Kol Tarkula. You can't be out with a Lulav of Tzolim, you can't be out with Shem and Neres Chalik of Tzolim, you can't be out with anything that's stolen. It's a mitzvah of Rabbi Avey. That's not a din of Ruchas Matzah. But according to the Rosh, the fact that you can't be out with Matzah Gzula, what's the nature of that din? It's That's a unique din. A din prati nuchos matzah. Says the Shai Yisari, the hekesh matzah tomorrow was only set on the dinim of matzah. So nuchos matzah carry over tomorrow. Nuchos kol tarak kuf don't carry over tomorrow. So you want to know what's the din. Is that particular din of mitzvah babi ver apply tomorrow or not? So you don't look at nuchos matzah. What do you look? You look at masechah sukkah nachav tes. You look at the sugya of lulav gazel. You look to see is the din of mitzvah babi ver apply to mitzvahs derabbanan or not. That's the old story. But it's only according to the Rosh that the din of matzah gzula is a din unique, a din prati, the din of matzah. That's the reason why it carries over tomorrow.
According to the Rambam, what's the purpose of the pasuk lachan?
Look with it. Yeah, there was all yesterday. Yeah, the Rambam had an entirely different chat in terms of what we're saying. But the Rambam held that a resuscitation by matzah means that if it's hektish, if it's nice and shamey, if it's something which is out of the ballpark of being Jewish on matzah, so then you're not yet so much. And if you happen not to own it because you stole it, that's out of bounds. So possibly. That was the Shirai from yesterday. Lachem is only in the particular mitzvahs where it says one. Says it by Chala, says it by Matzah, says it by Lulav. There's no klal that every Chetash mitzvah, I don't have to own my tefillin, I don't have to own my mezuzah, I don't have to own my sukkah. Okay, I'm shaking mitzvah over there, is it then klal? That was the Shirai. It wasn't really what we're going to talk about today.
What would you have to say about mitzvah over there? I don't see the Malkum in there, but...
The Rosh would say, yeah, there's also a din of mitzvah babi ver, but he has a much more inclusive, much worse psalm. So far, so good. Now let's get back to Tagalog. Let's get back to Sanhedrin Davar on the base. Nobody employed one. Everyone knows the Gemara really by heart. We have the Gemara for next week. So comes the Gemara and tells us the following thing. A guy goes ahead and he steals grain and he grinds it up and he turns it into a dough and he bakes it and he wants to be mafish challah. Ein zeh mevarech, el keitzeh mevarech, ein zeh mevarech menai. Because Rambam and the Ravid, can he make the bracha? Does he not make the bracha? Good, that was last week's shiur. The one thing that's crystal clear for the Gemara is that he's being mafish challah. Why is he being mafish challah? Because the halacha requires him to be mafish challah. Be mafish challah. He stole property. How could he be tied with challah if it's stolen property? But Bishlam, according to the Rambam, who says there is no din of Yitzhaschem or Risaseichem in the sense of belonging to you, according to the Rambam, it's just that the din of Maisa Sheni is Mufka, that Hektish is Mufka, that Acham is Mufka. But as long as it belongs to a Jew, even though you're not the particular owner, that's Chayv and Chala. So according to the Rambam, the Gemara makes perfect sense. But according to the Rosh, who says there's a din in the Torah that Chala Gezula, Isa Gezula, is Ketura, Michala. How in the world do you read this Gemara? This should be the kash everyone should have been bothered with in the last 2 days. Right? Everything we said yesterday was Mamash Hagdama to get to this kash. This is where the Shia starts. Was there, have you thought about this kash?
Wait, can you say the kash one more time?
Yeah, oh, there, okay. We should get the kash from the kash, and the whole Shia is going to fall right away. Kash is very poshut. The Gemara describes a scenario of a guy who steals grain, makes it into flour, makes it into dough, bakes it as mafresh challah. And technical detail, can he make a bracha, should he make a bracha, not make a bracha, not for now. Why is he chayv and challah? So Bishlam, according to the Rambam, says there is no din, you have to own the dough in order to be chayv and challah. It's just a halacha that the dough has to be Jewishly owned, in contrast to hektish, like a sheni, goy, etc. So then I understand, I stole it from the Jew, so it's stolen property, so what? I'm still chayv and mafresh challah. Hashem came according to the Rosh, who understood that the nature of the Gzeres HaKos of the Risaseichem is that you must be the Baalim on the dough, so you're not the Baalim, it's stolen property. So why even Mapesh Chavos? Why is it more pilgrim about making a bracha? What's this whole Bryce doing here in Sanhedrin? The whole thing is wrong. He wasn't supposed to be Mapesh Chavos in the first place because there was never a Chiv of Rosh Chavos according to the Rosh. That's the Kasher of Kashers.
According to the Rosh,
I'm
just something to come look at. When you steal something and you
get it. Forget it again.
The Gemara and Sukkah discusses when you know that the thing is changed and you make it for other things.
Okay, everyone's got a. Okay. Everything we spoke about last week should be able to help you answer this kasha. This is the bomb kasha. Who's the S this kasha? Kormasanus. What? Kormasanus is kasha. Zayas is kasha. Oh, that's where I missed kasha. So comes the Kormasanel from the bottom of the Rosh and Sukkah and says, the answer is very partial. The answer depends on everything we spoke about last week. Which Gemara? Everything is going to revolve around one Gemara.
Shini Kun.
Lower?
What was happening?
Remember Baba Kam? The Kam and Sadi Dalai. Who remembers the Gemara and Sadi Dalai? Comes the Gemara and says that Abai was collecting Tanoim who hold that Shini Eno Kun. Right? Remember that? So So one of the Tanaim Rabbi collected was this particular Tanaim, Rabbi Eliezer. Why did Rabbi think that Rabbi Eliezer held Shini in a Koneh? Because Rabbi thought that if Shini is Koneh, so then Lechorah that should overcome the problem of Ein Zeh Mevarech Al HaBenayim. Remember, we had all of this last week, why that should be so. Why should the fact that you're Koneh kind of something overcome the problem of Ein Zeh Mevarech Al HaBenayim? Who remembers? Who remembers Bechiz Yom HaTam in the Reef? What? So according to Rabbi Natan, it gets rid of the lot. According to Rui, it gets rid of the lot. We got a lot of chazar, guys. This is last week's shift. We had about 5 weeks ago shift. Why does the Gemara say that once you cut a machine, there's no mitzvah over there? Why? According to Rabbi Natan, it's not the same. Said, according to the Rui, it's because the Maisa Gzei was over, right? Remember what was in our community in Rabbi Natan and the Rui? What? Remember? Yish, right? The other Yish is kind of this Yish also solved. Remember, right? Remember Yosef, right? Well, that's it, right? Chazar, guys, chazar. Someone's got to work cut out for the next few days. That's it? You're leading chazar, is it? You're leading chazar session?
Leading it?
Leading it? First, you can take the pen out of your mouth if you want to lead it.
Okay.
Okay, you'll be passive leader. So, time for disaster. So, comes the Gemara Mavakam and says, that Abaye held that you see Rabbi Yezel Shini in a Koneh, because if Shini was in a Koneh, that would have solved the problem of Ein Zevarech Al HaBenayim. So comes Rabbi and says, no, it's not true. But the Emes Lamito is that Rabbi Yezel holding everybody else that Shini is Koneh. Ein Zevarech Al HaBenayim. Bracha Shini. Asher Shem Shemayim, Bracha Shini. You want to make a bracha on something? That's what we said. That's what Rabbi said. That it's one thing to say a Yaitzin and Mitzvah. Another thing to invoke the name of HaKadosh Baruch. You want to invoke the name of HaKadosh Baruch? That's already much more serious. What? Oh, that was Rava. Rava said that. Tosas had a suffix, had a weak shot. Rava said, you can't bring me any riots. That Rabbi Eliezer holds Shini and a Koneh, because maybe Mitzvah B'Aveira is different. So Tosus said that maybe what that means is Bracha Shani different. Okay? There's Ramban, this week's Kasha. It says the same word as the Bracha Shani. And somehow when you want the Maskeh Shem Shemayim, so the standards of what constitutes an Aveira are different. Anyone know what the Ramban was? The Ramban, the end of Pasha is Be'ishlach. The Ramban is the Kasha. When Yaakov asks his family to bring all the Avodah Zarah, he tells them, we're going to build a Matzeva and Beisel. He gives the whole story. So everyone's got to get rid of all the Avodah Zarah. So what does Yaakov do with all the Avodah Zarah? He takes it and what does he do with it? He buries it, right? He buries it. So comes the Ramban on Torah and asks, why did Yaakov bury the Avodah Zarah? The din is, what are you supposed to do with the Avodah Zarah? You're supposed to burn it. The Sarafta Va'esh, you're not supposed to bury Avodah Zarah. It's going to end the Sarafim. So why did Yaakov Avinu bury it? So the Ramban says, because there's a din in Avodah Zarah. I love this Ramban. There's a din in Avodah Zarah. The third parak, let's say I have Avodah Zarah, I have an idol or something, and a guy comes, and let's say not an idol. One guy has it, say John has an idol. And Paul comes and he takes that idol and says, this is an idol, dash, man, gives it a kick and says, this is a piece of garbage, this is not worth anything. That's called Bitl Avodah Zarah. If a guy gives him a vatal Avodah Zarah, shalom Avodah Zarah shall come here also. So if the guy demonstrates or he declares that the Avodah Zarah is garnished, then it loses the chair of Avodah Zarah, and then it becomes Mutav Hanoh. So comes Ramban and says, Mistama here, Yaakov Avinu had all they take all this Avodah Zarah. So Mistama, somewhere along the line, there was a guy who had been mevatel, and Mistama didn't really have the status of Avodah Zarah. No one believed in it anymore. So Meikra didn't really be able to hold on to it. They didn't have to bury it. They didn't have to get rid of it. It was what? They lost the share of Avodah Zarah. So that's why, how come Yaakov Avinu woke up now and told everyone to get rid of the Avodah Zarah? What was he doing with it? Lost some of his way, everybody said, whatever, Avodah Zarah, in his tent the whole time. So comes the Ramban and says, in terms of Hilchas Avodah Zarah proper, there's really nothing wrong with what they had because it had already lost the status of Avodah Zarah. But what? he was about to come and bring Kavanas to Rav Shlomo. He's about to go build a Mishkan. He's about to build a Matzeva. He's about to go be Kurdishem Hashem. So it bothered Yaakov Avinu that he should have even something which at one time it did have a Rizar. So his Apid didn't, it wasn't a Rizar anymore. It's a different Chetz. Once it's Bittel, then it's not a Chetz of a Rizar. But the fact that at one time this object has been Shaykh of a Rizar, so Yaakov didn't want to have it around when he was being Kurdishem Hashem, when he was building Mizbech or offering Kavanas, etc. So it was sufficient for him just to bury it, because it wasn't a din of Sreifas of Avodah Zarah. If it would have been a din of Bira of Avodah Zarah, it would not have been sufficient to bury it. It would have had to physically destroy the Sreifa. But that wasn't what he was trying to do. He was just trying to get rid of it just because he felt it would be inappropriate to be Maske Shem Shemayim with Avodah Zarah around. So that Ramban is mamash the same part, basically, as the Rishon said here also, that the Ika Mikra din, it's not Gezel anymore. The Shinri is Koda. But Abba Bichayim, the Tevah, the Beira, Baruch Hashem, whatever you want to say, that in the realm of Mitzvahs, the realm of Brachas, in the realm of Maskishim Shemayim, so the standards are a little bit high. Fine. So bottom line, there was a Machlekes Abba and Rabba, Halalim Shalim Rabbi Eliezer, Halalim Shalim is Bryce in Sanhedrin. Does Rabbi Eliezer necessarily hold that Shini is in a Kona, or is it possible that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shini is Kona, and Abba Bichayim is a problem of the Brach? The Kona's recovered, the Sahel makes a very simple answer. He says, how do we pass him? The Rabbi 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 the last word. So comes the cover of and says, according to Rabbi, what does Rabbi Eliezer really hold? At the end of the day, what does he really hold in terms of the Imamunis? Shini is what? Shini is Kona. So that answers the Kasha. Since we started out with the Kasha, how can you come Yechai after you stole the grain? Yeah, you're right. I stole the grain. But once I grind the grain down with the flour and make it into dough. So I can't take dough and turn it back into grain again. So once I was kind of a shinui, now who's Abiso Sechem is it called? It's the Gazlan. Moshe Mada Roma, like still a lulav, and make a shinui out of the lulav. So what did the Gemara say in Sukkot? That technically speaking, I could be outside because it's called Lachem. Whether it's an additional quirk, I'm going to say that was good, but also, but in terms of being Lachem, in terms of the din of Ariso Sechem, in terms of the din of Lachem, so once I'm kind of a shinui, so it's considered to be Lachem. So comes the Karban HaSalman and says that Avraisa is not a riot to anything, because Avraisa, the way we possibly like Rabbah, is not an example of Isa Gzula. Because by definition, once I'm kind of a shinui, it's not Gzula anymore, it's Shinui Kana.
So where do you get the quasi din of that it's denied? So if you're Kana, it's yours. Why is it denied by the Rabbah? By Rabbah's.
That was Lesbikshin. Okay? Good. That was because Alpha Pichain, it's Maske Shem Shemayim. Oh, so the problem is this is a little bit shaky because I put Zev up to say something that I wanted to say just to be able to shlug him up. I said, how do we pass like a man Rav? We were passing like Rav. The only thing is that Rav himself may not have passed like Rav. Remember Taisus last week? The Chibiyama, Taisus themselves weren't even so sure that was really the Emes of Shah. It could be that I'll leave with the Emes, the honest, the goodness, trap the Bryce, is that Rav Eliezer holds up Abaye, in fact, Abaye's trap is right. The Shini ain't no Kona. So if Abaye's chat is right, then you have a really shtaka cash against the Rush. That according to the Rush, Abaye's chat is Mamash is steering with what the Rush is saying. Because even though Shini ain't no Kona, so Mamash the Issa belongs to the Yitzhak Nigzal, Abba Bichain, the Gazan is going to be Chayef in Chalos. That's Mamash against the Rush. So Akorchach, the Kermit Sal is right. Akorchach, the Rush must concede, the Rush has to hold a Grubba. The Rush must say that Rubba's the answer, they'll leave with the Emes. So that's a good link between last week's year and this week's year. That everybody thought that this is a totally different sugya. It's not at all different sugya. Depending on what you held in last week's year, in terms of whether Rava stands or whether Abaye stands, is going to affect whether you can accept the Rosh Hashanah in terms of Matzah Gzula.
I don't just say that you're not part of the challah, but it's still there's
zochin on
it. Zochin,
all
them. You're being zochin.
There's no chiyuv challah. It's Gzula. I'm making the dough with a stone dough. There's no chiyuv challah. So comes the Kermit Asylum and says, okay, so it's all about that he's right.
What was the Rosh Lu by Gemara and Sukkah? I thought it was the same thing.
What?
The Mitzvah Baba Bir also gets, Shina also gets your Mitzvah Baba Bir. What is that closest to Kash on Rav?
What?
Closest to Kash on Rav, or was that to Rav say that Mitzvah Baba Bir is Shani when the Gemara and Sukkah said
that? No, so that's what the other Pshat tells us was, that the Shem Shalayim is different. Even though Mitzvah Baba Bir is gets all the problem of Shini Kona, but there's still a problem of Angel of Rav on the night from the seventh Pshat tells us. Those are two Shabbat tells us, whether you throw out Rava or whether you say, no, that Brach is different. Brach is Bacham. Even though you were kind of a Shini, you still can't make a Brach. That was less. Check it out from less. Page 317. So far, so good. So let's take the Kavanah Sana now one step further. So give me a case of Isa Gzula. Give me a case of Chala Gzula. Give me a scenario. What's the scenario where there's no Chiyuv of versus Chala versus Gzula? Still go, right? Because if I steal grain, so if I, even if I steal flour, once I mix it with water, so it becomes Chayim and Chala, right? So once I make once there's going to be any Shini whatsoever, so L'chari, we're just going to invoke the Prince of Shini Kavanah. So Korach, the only case of Chala Gzula, which is proper, is by steel dough. What's the problem with that?
Yeah, we
thought of this kasha. You read the Kramasana? Good, that was Kramasana's kasha. He says, if you steal dough, so you can't say that a potter from a fresh chala. Why? Because it was this chayv already beyond HaYisrael. Mashal Mother Vadome, put something like this. Let's say, I'm a Jew, I make a dough, and then I take my pre-made doughs, and I sell it to a Goyisha bakery. And they go, I make pizza dough, I sell it to a Goyisha pizza store, and they bake it into pizza. So it's Chag and Chala, because once it was this Chag B'Yad Yisrael, whoever owns the dough, B'Shas, whoever owns it, B'Shal, when it becomes dough, once the flour and water mixed together, so it becomes dough, that's the determining factor whether it's considered to be Issa Shal Yisrael or Issa Shal Akal. So the Mishnah says to Chala, let's say a guy's in the process of converting. So he has flour and water in his house, and he mixed it together, and then after he mixed it together, before he bakes it in the oven, he figures, you know, it's going to have to rise for a few minutes, I'll go run over to the mikvah, I'm going to be tevil, I'll bake my first challah, I'm Jewish, he passes it over. So he was misgayer after the gilgul, after the isa was made into a dough. So the mission says, the khan is potter from a precious challah. Let's say he would have jumped the gun, he would have ran to the mikvah before he mixed the flour and water. So then it's chayim and challah. Everything depends on the moment the chayim and challah is Mishas Gilgul. Once the flour and water are mixed together. So to the other Kavanah Sana says that if you steal flour and you, the goslin, turn into dough, so then you chayim and challah, because it's called the Risa Shalchar, so the goslin. If you steal dough, it's chayim and challah, because it's called the Isahu of the Nigzal. So says the Kavanah Sana, so give me a case of Tur Gzula from challah. Give me a case. What's the case, Sean?
And so you steal from a lot of different people.
A lot of different people.
And then you're mitzari for them all together. You steal from Mashiach from two different people. Maybe you could.
What is that? So what's the thing? Give me a case. Give me a case. It would be potter from challah because it's called the psul of the gozel. I want a case. Give me a case. What? Oh, that's the answer. There is no case. That's exactly what Kavanah Sana says. There is no such case. There's no hechetim of popping somebody from challah because it's gozel. You cannot find a case. There's no case. It doesn't exist.
That would be the case where you stole from two different people.
What do you mean stole from anything?
Let's say I steal a little bit of Pakos Migashir from one person, I steal Pakos Migashir from another person, and then I mix it together. So then I didn't make a shinui on it. I stole dough from two different people, but each one didn't have their own chiyuv of challah.
I mean, I stole half a shear of the dough.
Yeah, I still have a shear of dough from one person, so I have a shear, and then I put it together.
Yeah. Who says that?
That's
what?
So comes the Kavanah Sana and says that somebody didn't pick
a job in the scenario, maybe we're missing something. So he says, it can't be, there is no case. It doesn't exist. So what, therefore what? So asma, so there's no such case. So he says, but matzah, you could have a case of matzah gzula. What would be the case of matzah gzula? Let's go to different possible scenarios. If I steal flour from you and I grind it, if I steal grain from you and I grind the flour and I make it into a dough and I bake it, is that called matzah gzula? Would the Rosh possible that? Did the Rosh say you can be also in Hagat Tuna? I stole Shinu Kana, yeah. Kenny's on the target, right? That's Shinu Kana, so of course I could be Yotze with that. So what was the rather the Rosh mean when he said you can't be Yotze with Matzik Zula? What did he mean? Obviously he meant that you stole Matzah, right? You steal the Issa, you steal Matzah, whatever it is. You steal something where there is not going to be any subsequent Shinu. So that's the case. So come to Kavanasano, which is a very, very strange thing. What's the strange phenomenon that we now have? That challah, you can't have a case. There is no case except for Jonathan's, imaginary case. There is no case of challah gezula. The tzias hadvarim because either chinakonu or tzischai biyada nigzal. Rabbi Yada thinks so. With Rabbi Matz, you can have such a case. What's the problem then? What's the problem? The whole mokor, what was the mokor to pop the matzah gzula? To say the matzah gzula is puzzle. What was the whole mokor? There is no puzzle that says that it's puzzle. It's exeri shavalo dafum chala. Matzah doesn't say matzah, but it's lechem lechem. So how can you tell me that matzah is puzzle and chala is kosher? How can you learn that matzah from chala? How can the tofel be chomer than the ikra? The original din was on dafum chala. There is no psul of gezula. So how can you parcel matzah gezula?
There is a psul.
So what would the carbon asana say to this kasha? He would say, no, it's not a kasha. It's not that there's a psul, but what's the name of the psul of matzah gezula? Is the name of the psul gozel? What's the real name of the psul? But it's not what? It's not lachem. So the din of lachem for sure applies in ochas chala. For example, what? That's a good example. Matashani. Everyone agrees that he's sort of mayor. Everybody agrees there's a din of lachem by chalim, which requires that the isa be yours. And the gzeres shava teaches us that din of lachem carries over to uchas matzah. The fact that it expresses itself differently in uchas matzah and it doesn't uchas chala, those are technical details. That's a quirk. Because you've outsmarted us, because we couldn't figure out Jonathan's scenario, so we personally could not find a case where we could plug in the din of gozel when it comes to challah. But that doesn't diminish the fact that there's a din of lachem b'challah. If a rye, there's a din of lachem b'challah. The din of lachem expresses itself in other areas, for example, ma'aseh sheni. So comes a government and says, that doesn't bother us. That's not breaking any rules of gezeirah shavah. That's okay. The din of illuyative, the name of the din would have been gozel, it's possible. Then yeah, you're right. It's pretty silly to create a din of psul gozel by matzah. Learning out from Chalav, it doesn't exist by Chalav, that's true. That's not the name of the Gzeir Shavah, that's not the name of the din. The name of the psul is the requirement of it being Lachem. So the Kabbalah Sala says, yeah, it's a very, very strange Manda thing, but that's what you have to say. So the Rosh in Masechet Pesachim does not contradict the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. And in the Chinami in Chalav, the din doesn't exist for technical reasons, and the Matzah, the din doesn't exist. Comes to Shagasari and says, it cannot be. Comes to Shagasari and says, that is a stira in Hilchos Gzeirah Shavos. You can call it whatever you want. The lamdash din of lachem, it's not a din of gezula. Whatever you want to call it, tachas in shagzayi, lo yei chomer tofel, lo yei tofel chomer ikar. You cannot have the result of the Gzeirah Shavah existing in a scenario where the original source of Gzeirah Shavah didn't exist. So tachas push comes to shove, there was no psul gezula by chala. You cannot invoke that din by matzah. That's a machlekes. Whether putting all these pieces of information together, is this a valid zera shavah? Can this zera shavah work under these circumstances? So, kol panim, when it comes to challah, for ma'isa, if at the end of the day there really is no the din of gozel is irrelevant when it comes to challah, can we therefore carry it over to matzah? Therefore, we're limited to carry over to matzah. That's a machlekes acharonim. That may good for me. The machlekes that we showed him. So the Shagasaya claims that the reason why the Rambam parceled matzah, mishum matzah, mitzvah, babi aveira, is not because of lachem. So not like we said yesterday from Reb Chaim and the Besura, because the Rambam holds in that the nature of Arisa Seichel is different. No. But the Shagasaya says, you know why the Rambam did not accept the Rosh Hashanah? Because of this fundamental flaw in the Rosh Hashanah, that the Gzeirah Shavah falls by the wayside. It can't be. So far, so good. Because the Rambam said that it's, you can't make this Gzeirah Shavah, that doesn't exist. And if it's not parallel, it can't be so.
So that's why you learned that from Mitzvah
Lavera? Right. Good. Let's go one step further. Any other nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Rosh? Any others? So the nature of the din where matzah gezula is no good because mitzvah b'aveira, because it's a din of lachem. Whenever there's a din of lachem, not only is gozel possible, what else is possible? What does the Mishnah say? So in Sukkot, right, shol is also possible. What's the din of a bar matzah? Come over here and say, please lend me a piece of matzah. It's not mine, I didn't pay it. Can you give it to me this time? Bar and a piece of matzah.
I'll give you back one of these amounts after this.
So I yotze now. Huh? So according to the Rosh, Pasha says that I'm not yotze. According to the Ram, I am yotze. According to the Ram, there's no din of blocha on the matzah. It's just a din of mitzvah b'aveir. It's no aveir. The guy's masking. L'choy, that should be the din. Is that relevant for us? We borrow matzah. Strange thing. So, Ma'as Shoya, every Pesach, you come to somebody's house, you're a guest in somebody's house, you sit down at the table. So he gives you out, Mevotzi matzah, sends you a little piece of matzah. There's a long discussion. What's pshat? Is he being mocked at you, that matzah? The matzah mamish, he makes kinyan on, and mamish belongs to you. The matzah shalachem. But you say, no, that's his. He could pull it out of your mouth if he wants to. He's a nice guy, he's not going to. Once he gives it to you, he's not going to be Indian, he's not going to throw it out of the house. But in terms of pure dini mamonis, just because he puts a piece of food down on your plate, you pick it up, you're not cutting it yet, necessarily. It still belongs to him. He's just letting you eat his food. He's not after on you eating his food. The pats itself is going to be his food. So what's it then? So this is a big machlokes in the Mishnah. There's enough kumin. You know what the Shulchan Aruch talks about this? I know this is Kiddushin. Shulchan Aruch, the Chacham, the Rambam talk about, let's say, having a whole party, having a singles event, somebody's house. Now they're totally sponsored for a singles event. You have a boy and a girl sitting next to each other. And the boy's got a piece of the Rebbetzin comes and serves chicken to everybody. It's a bowl of shul down. It's a bowl of shul down in front of the boy's plate. And he turns around to the girl next to him, pulls over to Aiden, and he says, I remember Kadesh did with shul and zoo. What's the din? The woman Kadesh did that. It's Machlokes in the Halacha. Is that considered to be Makari something that belongs to him, or that Makari something that's not his? So that's a Shaila. So that Machlokes stems from the Machlokes that we showed him. How do you understand the relationship between a balabasin and a reich? I guess it's somebody's house. So who owns the food? Does the balabais own the food? Or do you say no? That once he gives it over to the reich, and the reich owns the food. So there's a ran. You saw the ran in the second of the darm? I put the ran in the darm when the man comes. So the ran in the second of the darm talks about the shah of the fairish. The reason why it talks about the gemara, the shah and the darm, let's say Reuven takes together that. That Shimon's not going to be netted from any of his property or something. So the Gemara, the whole Shiloh, what's considered to be? Is it considered to be his property only because Ma that it still belongs to Reuben? But what if Reuben gives it to Shimon as a matana? So now he's being netted if. There's all complicated details about what the Lashon and Nedim meant. So little of that sugya, the Gemara makes some kind of a comment about an Arech. I'm an Arech, I'm a guest at your house. Who's the owner? Is the food belong to the Baal Bayis, or is the food belong to the Arech? So it's Machlokes, and we showed him what the Gemara said exactly. That Aran is the favorite, and that's so given in the fourth Rechon Adarim, that the food still belongs to the Baal Bayis. The Kozman, that he doesn't make a formal kinyan with the Arech, the food still belongs to the Baal Bayis. And the Aran wasn't talking about matzah, wasn't talking about Kedushin, Aran was talking about some very, very detailed technical question in the Adarim. But all the Acharim quote this Aran's pshat. Other Rishon disagree with the Aran. So according to the Aran, you have a strange thing. According to the Aran, if I'm eating in your house, that therefore the food doesn't belong to me, the matzah doesn't belong to me, according to the Rosh, you're not yotzei in the midst of achilas matzah unless you have bialos in the matzah. So we have a very serious problem.
Could we bring a connection from what we said by Kayla? That you're not high in talking with the kid because by Ariel. Because you're not high for
it. So no, the other part is not, it's very, very different because by Caleb, everybody agrees. If I invite you to my house and I serve you on my silverware, for sure I'm not being mocked in my silverware. That's another problem. You can't walk out with the silverware. If you give me cash with my spoon, so that's for sure not good.
So according to the Rosh, according to
so
the Ran.
So if you put the Rosh and the Ran together, you come with the same chumrah. Then if you go to somebody's house at night, so you're not yet to the mitzvah of achilas matzah.
Did you ever say that when you went to your in-laws?
Yeah, if you take this one step further, so let's say you're a guest in somebody else's house and then somebody else happens to be a parent. So L'chara, when you're in your parents' house, you don't own the food in the house. Your parents own the food in the house. So L'chara, you're a guest in their house. So when your father passes you out the matzah at the same table, so is he considered to be akhrit to you the matzah? So according to the Rano, according to the Rano, it's not yours until I don't know when. Do you make a formal ma'aseh kinyan on it? So according to the Rano, if the Rosh and the Rano are both right, so then L'chara, anyone who's eating at the parents' seder is not yet in the Siddur Chilas matzah.
Isn't parents and guests different?
Oh, different? Not sure.
No one mentioned it.
No.
You don't ask for permission from our parents every time we eat.
Because it's understood that it's a lack of a part of the parents. Let's say I'm a Ben Bias in your house. Let's say I always come visit your house. And you tell me, you know, yeah, wait in the refrigerator, whatever you want. I don't have to call you up every time. You give me permission in advance. Then it goes, you know, but... who put this cheshbon together, puts this rush and tzachim together with this ra'an and adar, came up with this new chumrah, this new fact of the Jewish chumrah. When he goes to say there, in the appearance out, so when he gets out, so you should ask them explicitly to do kind of matzahs. So that's what I used to do when I was in my father's home. So for the same, so I would always ask him before Pesach, so that's what I used to always do. Nice. My in-laws used to do the same thing also. Now it depends who buys the matzahs. I forgot. I usually buy the matzahs. So if I'm the one who paid the bill when it's off the matzahs, then I don't bother doing it. It's my matzahs. If some chance she paid the bill, so then I'll ask her also.
Wait, who said this chumra? Which Achron?
I think this is Fasemis that has it. There's some Achron that has it. But Shibur Maisa doesn't know it.
But people, the guy who gives you the matzah obviously wants to be Yotza, so no matter.
Yeah, that's another spot. Yeah, that's another spot. That's another possible spot, right? That's the same ones. That's what something. There's a rush. It says that let's say I. The halacha is that unless you own the baggage, you're not chayvin sitzes. Let's say I give you, you ask me to wear it at the bottom of my talus to daven. So even though you use the lashon to bow the talus, so technically speaking, not really yotzi because the bag is not yours. So the rush says, "I give you a talus with sitzes on it." So in context of a shul, so it's understood that I'm giving it to you for the purpose of I want you to be yotzi. So even though I didn't say explicitly I'm matter to you, so I'll das that of course I'm matter.
How come on the
surface
you have to
be matter to the
lulav? So
that's some achronim saying that the same thing may be implied by lulav also. Others, since not everyone agrees to that svara, so we try to. Which we marked it to start. Okay, good. Very good. Any last questions about the sugya? Let's finish the sugya. The next sugya is what? Is Hilchos. No, it's in the next sugya. Anyone finish the map comes to the next sugya? No, just gave it now. Okay, good. So left, everyone will take a chance to try to do that. So what are we supposed to do now? We're supposed to do Mishnah Berurah, right?
Yeah. Hilchos Berurah.